We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Ches. V'zeh b'chinas moichin de'gatlos shekoidem l'moichin de'katnos. Now Rav Nosson Zal's referring back to something he quoted earlier from the Arizal, that on the first night of Pesach, Hashem sends a light that's called moichin de'gatlos before moichin de'katnos. Which is very unusual, because as we mentioned earlier, usually the order in Kiddush is you start from the bottom and you work your way up. And here's an exceptional situation where we receive the Gadlus before the Katnus. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki moichin de Gadlus ze bechinas shehamoyach godoil. Moichin de Gadlus means that a person's brain is expanded, his moichin is high, his mind is open, he's thinking very clearly. Shemachmas gadlusoi ein loy shum sofek v'kushya. Because of this state of moichin de gadlus, when a person's in a state of moichin de gadlus, he doesn't feel any questions, he doesn't have questions, he doesn't have problems. Bechinas halacha psuka. When a person's in a state of moichin de gadlus, he's in a state of halacha psuka. Everything's clear to him. No questions, no doubts. Umoichin de katnus, whereas the state of mind that's called moichin de katnus, hainu moyach koton, shehu bechinas sveikois vekushias, that's when a person's in a frame of mind where they're full of questions and doubts. Kemoyach koton, like a child, shekosheloi kamos sveikois, who has many doubts, ve'enoi mevin ha'halocha al buria, and does not know the halocha with clarity. Avol tomid tzrichin mikoidem lebchinas moichin dekatnus v'achakach lemoichin degadlus. And we know that usually the standard procedure is that a person starts from moichin dekatnus and then they work their way up to moichin degadlus. Ki tzrichin mikoidem lehistapek harbe b'halocha ulehiskashes bo, because when a person wants to be zeicher to get to a level of clarity in Torah, they have to first begin from a frame of mind where everything is question, everything is and it's difficult. It's a struggle to plow your way through the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, and all the different opinions. Shezeo b'chinas moichin de katnus, where that process is referred to as moichin de katnus, v'yachakach mevarin hapsak halocha al buria, and then the person is zoich eventually to clarify the final halocha, shezeo b'chinas moichin de gadlus, which we're referring to as moichin de gadlus. Avol achshov, however now, on Pesach, zoichin miyad lebechinas halacha psuka. As we learned earlier, we were zoicha immediately to halacha psuka, sheze bechinas moichin de gadlus, koidem moichin de katnus. We're zoicha to moichin de gadlus before we going through the process of moichin de katnus. Hainu koidem hasfeikois vahakushios sheyesh bahalacha koidedim shemavaroisa. Meaning, Kaviyochol Hashem handed us the halacha psuka on a silver platter, this moichin de gadlus, prior to our going through the usual procedure, the struggle to clarify the halacha, to clarify the Torah. Ki achshav zoichim lahalacha psuka koidem shesoiv lemerirus hasfeikos. Because now we are zoicha to the halacha psuka before going through the bitterness of the doubts and the questions, shem moichin de katnus kanal. V'yachar kach, kishezoichin lebchinas halacha psuka shashoilam habo, shubchinas moichin de gadlus, and then, after Hashem has given us the halacha psuka, which is the pleasure of oilam habo, which is moichin de gadlus, azay yechoilin achar kach lekabel gam moichin de katnus. Then, we're able to go back and receive the moichin de katnus, meaning to go through that whole process of starting from the bottom and working our way up, just like we do in Sfira Soimer. That's the concept of Sfira Soimer. On the first night of Pesach, we're given a very bright light. That light is called moichin de gadlus. That light is called halacha psuka. It's called shashu olam haba. Then, right, but that since it's given to us for free, without us really earning it, we can't hold on to it permanently at all. We get a blast, and then it disappears. And then the following morning, they send us back downstairs to the ground floor to step one. And we start counting the Omer. The following day, we start counting 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4. That process of counting those 49 days is this process of starting off from Meichen de Katnus and going through the full spectrum of Meichen de Katnus to get back up to the incredible Meichen de Gatlus that we receive on Shavuos. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'yachshov, afilu kishemekablem ha-Meichen de Katnus, and now, since we already had the Meichen de Gatlus, now when we go back to working on the Meichen de Katnus, shuv ein shum sofek v'kashya klal, we're not experiencing doubts and questions, me'achar shekvar zochu la-halocha psuka, since we were already given the halocha psuka. So if we're not experiencing the doubts and the questions, what is this Meichen de Katnus? The answer is we'll see. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal speaks about it. Or else, whatever it is, it's some kind of process of working towards receiving the light of Hashem, of us doing a hishtadlus on our part to be able to receive a certain lower level measure of the light of Hashem. That's called Meichen de Katnus. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ha-chometz osur. And because of this, chametz is forbidden to us throughout all the days of Pesach. Ki bo'eis hazois shel ha-geula, ein lanu shum sofek v'kushya klal. Because during this time of geula, the holiday of Pesach, we have no doubts. We have no questions. Shehi b'chinas chametz, which we said is in the category of chametz. V'osr lanu likoneis boze klal kanal. And we're not allowed to get involved in questions. ואפילו כשמקבלים אחר כך המויכן דקטנוס, גם כן אין לנו שום ספק וקשיה כלל בהלוכה. And Rav Nosson Zal says, even after that first day of Pesach, when we receive the מויכן דקטנוס, which usually comes with questions and doubts, this time on Pesach, there's no questions, no doubts. מאחר שכבר יודעים ההלוכה על בורי על ידי חסדי יסבורך. Since on day one, we were already given the Meichen de Gatlus. We were already given the Halacha Brura through Hashem's great kindness that He showed us on that first day. Ayidei b'chinas Meichen de Gatlus share alem Hashem Yisborach b'chazdei kanal. Now, paragraph Tess. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas ha-moror sho'ich le'machar kach. And now we could also understand the moror that we eat following the matzah, Shehu zecher le vayemora ru'es chayeim kemavur ba'goda. We read that to remind ourselves of the bitterness that the Egyptians embittered our lives there, as it says in Agoda. Ki achshov yesh lanu koyach lahamtik ulevatel merirus hashibut shel paray mitzrayim shu merirus hakushis kanal. Because now we have the ability to sweeten and to eliminate the bitterness that Paray and the Egyptians imposed upon us, the bitterness of those questions. Ki achshav kvar nizbatlu kol hakushyos, because now all the questions have disappeared. Ki anu zochin achshav ha-matzah, shehi b'chinas halacha brura kanal, because we've tasted the matzah, which is halacha brura. V'al kein kirchin ha-matzah u'morar b'yachad, and this is why, after having the morar, we make a sandwich out of the matzah and morar together. Kaidei hamatzo shibchinas halacha psuka nimtak venizbatel hamoror shimarir sakushis shohir balacha koid mishinis barra. Because through the matzah, which represents the final halacha, we're able to sweeten and eliminate the bitterness of the questions that there usually are related to halacha before the halacha is resolved. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a little bit more to this. Gam yesh boze oid vorim begoy. Rav Nosson Zal says there's also something else interesting related to this. Al pima shekosuv bekavonois, based on what's written in the writings of the Arizal, shehishlich paroi lemato venase orpo, that kaviyochol Hashem lowered paroi, he threw paroi down, and instead of paroi became orpo, which is the same letters as the word paroi. Orpa was one of the women who converted and became the wife of one of the two sons of Elkanah, the story of Rus, of Elimelech. She's the one who eventually did not remain loyal to Naomi, but instead followed. When Naomi tried to reject her, she accepted the rejection and went back to her people, went back to being a Goya. She actually gave birth to Goliath also. Ve'oz yesh koyach levatloi. And once Paroi was lowered to the level of Orpah, then it's possible to eliminate him completely, to destroy him completely. Ayin Shom, look in the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal touches on this. Gamisa, it's also brought in the writings of the Arizal, Shecharoisis, hu bechinas chas rus, Ayin Shom, that the word charoisis is two words, ches samach, which is the gematria of the word chaim, life, and the word rus. Look, see how the Arizal explains this. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'yefsher, shehamoror, shu begematria moves, kemavur shom. And it's possible to say that the word moror, which is begematria death, the word moves, as the Arizal says, hu merames al eshes ksilus. Moror is merames to the woman of the sitra achra, the woman of foolishness, as she's called throughout the Sefer Mishlei. Shehi mar mimoves, as the pasuk says, Umoitze ani esoish mar mimoves esoisho. Shehi b'chinas orpa, that refers to the woman called orpa. Shemishom ikar his gabrus hasitrachra, that's the source of the sitrachra. Shemevalveles hadas bekushis usvekus umachlekes, which confuses a person and messes up a person's thinking with all kinds of questions and doubts and machlekes. V'hahamtoka, and the way that we resolve that is, the way that we sweeten the moror, this merirus, this moves, this orpo and paroi is, al yidei charoisis, chas rus, bechinas isha yiras Hashem. Rus represents the woman of valor, isha yiras Hashem. Bechinas re'ei chaim imho isha, experience life with a woman. Kimarus, kimerus, yotso dovid, because we know that from Rus came forth Dovid HaMelech, Shezocho Lahalocha Psuka. Dovid HaMelech was zoche to be one of those people who was zoche to super clarity in Halocha. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, Vahashem Imoi, that Hashem was with Dovid HaMelech, and the Gemara says on that, Shehalocha Kemoisoi, that Dovid HaMelech was zoche to get to have the right opinion in Halocha, that the Halocha always followed his opinion. Shehein bechinas chaste dovid. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the concept of the term chaste dovid that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Likutei Moran, Torah Beis, Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that this halacha is based on, which is a term that's used to refer to halachos. Halachos are called chaste dovid haneemonim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'achshov kishenofal paroi lemato v'nasa bechinas orpo achshov daiko yesh lanu koyach lamtiko ilavatloi lemato. Once Paroi has fallen down and he's become Orpa, now we have the ability to sweeten that din and to eliminate the din. Hainu al pianal, based on what we explained earlier. Ki Paroi mevalvel hadas besfekois vekushies veinu maniach levar halocha kanal. Paroi represents that klipa, that tuma, that tries to confuse a person with questions and doubts and doesn't allow the person to resolve the questions, to come out with the halocha psuka. And because of his great power of Tuma, he was able to hold the Jews in exile in Egypt. And he embittered their lives Bekushia with questions. But now, on that first night of Pesach, when Hashem shined down upon us with his great kindness, this great light of Halacha Psuka, v'zochul halacha psuka b'chinas matzo, we were zochul to matzo, which is halacha psuka, v'nizbatel chimut samoich legamri, and all the fermentation, all the confusion of the brain was eliminated. Dahainu shenizbatlu kol asfeko shebalocha, all the doubts within the halacha were eliminated. Me'achar sheyoidim ha'halacha brura, since we understand the halacha, you know, in its pure state. The alkane, meachar shenizbatlu asfekois, Achshav yesh lanu koyach levatel leshabe meruris hakushyos. Now that these doubts have disappeared, now we also have the ability to eliminate and destroy the bitterness of the questions. Ki achshav anu yodim bebeirur shakushya betela, because now we know with solidness, you know, with sureness, that the questions are gone. Ve'ein kan safei klal, and there are no doubts. Me'achar sheyoidim ha'halocha al buria, once we know the halocha, you know, with clarity. Ve'ze b'chinas achilas moror, ki merirus ha'kushya shebo ha'idei bilbal amoy b'chinas chometz, shi'enikas paroi, zois ha'merirus ha'koshe, yesh lanu koyach levatloi lamato daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, the bitterness of these questions that come from the Bilbul HaMoach, which is called Chametz, which is where Paroi draws from, this bitterness we have the ability to nullify once it's been lowered. Ki lamalo eitz l'hamoichin sheshom yinikas Paroi b'chinas Chametz b'chinas Bilbul Hadas b'sveikois shom ein lanu koyach achshov levaru l'alaben ha'sveikos kanal. Because so long as Paroi was up, he was up high, he was close to the Moichin, and he was drawing from Chametz, from the Bilbul Hadas, there we don't have the power to clarify everything, to resolve everything. Veze isur Chametz, v'afilo b'mashu. That's why Chametz is forbidden, even a mashu, because we can't engage Paroi when he's up there, when he's up on that level, when he's drawing from Chametz, from Chimutz HaMoach. However, when the chametz is eliminated, when we've cleaned out all the chametz, and the bilbul hadas, v'zoichen lamatzah, and v'zoichen lamatzah, that first night of Pesach, p'chinas halocha p'suka, azai tekef, hamarirus habo mi bilbul hadas, nizbatel v'nimtak, v'yesh lanu koyach l'shabri levatloi. Then the bitterness that comes from bilbul hadas also becomes nullified, and we do have the power to break that and to eliminate it. Ki anu yoidim shehakushya betela umavutelis, because we've come to the realization that the questions are nothing. Me'achar shezochu lahalocha psuka, once we've been zochet to the halocha psuka, veshuv ein lanu shum sofek ubilbul hadas, and we no longer have any doubts or confusion. Shibichenes chametz, which is chametz. And therefore, automatically, the bitterness that we were going through from the questions is all gone. No more questions. Nimtzer Rav Nosson Zal says, She'ikar geulas Mitzrayim hoyo al yedei b'chinas halochois psukois ubrurois shezochu min ha'shamayim b'chazdo yisborach shehem b'chinas shashu elam haba shemishom nigalu. So therefore, to review, the main success in leaving Mitzrayim was because we received these halochos, psukos, ubrurois from Hashem with His great kindness, which is the pleasures of Olam Haba. That's what gave us the ability to exit from Mitzrayim. Val yedei ha-halochos, shem b'chinas chazdei dovid, ayidei ze meir ho-emes, ayidei shloisha kavin, shem b'chinas keilo lekim Hashem, b'chinas toiru tefila v'shiduchim. And when a person is zoichet to those halochos, which are called Chazdei David, if you look in the chapter of Likutei Moran that this halocha is based on, Rabbeinu Zal there shows the flow. That's once you're zoichet to these halochos, automatically you're zoichet that the light of Emes shines via three channels, which are Kelo Lekim Hashem, which are Torah, Tefillah, and Shiduchim. Ki mitchila be'ez shohoyu adomim shoitven al alev. Who pegam hoemes? Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when the person was in a tzara, when a person is going through an emergency situation, and their heart is beating very quickly and they're pumping blood, so all the blood is rushing the heart, which is a concept of pegam hoemes. Bechinas anshei domim yisnu tom, as the pasuk says, that people of blood hate a sincere person. And again, Tam is Emes. Yaakov ish Tam. Titein Emes li Yaakov. V'yachshov al yidei tikun adamim b'chinas halochois meir Emes. Now that we've been zoche to resolve the halocha, and the halichois hadamim in the body, the flow of blood in the body is flowing normally, therefore the Emes shines al yidei shloisha kavin kanal, B'ripua Hadibur, the truth, the light of truth shines with its three channels into the four sections of Dibur, B'arbo Chelke Dibur, Shehem, which are, like we mentioned earlier, which are mentioned over there in Likutei Moran, V'ze Bechinas Loi Ish Dvorim Anochi, Gam Mitmoel, Gam Mishilsham, Gam Yom Dabercho. And this is also why Moshe Rabbeinu made this statement when Hashem was trying to send him to redeem the Jewish people. I'm not a man of words, not from today, not from yesterday, not from the day before. Ki b'Mitzrayim hoyo hadibur begolos. Because while Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, the dibur, the speech, was in exile. We were not zoche to real dibur. But now, when we're zoche to correct all of that through these halachos brurois, which cause the halichos hadam in the body to flow properly, which helps the person be zochet that the light of emes shines in its full glory, three channels into the four sections of dibur, that's how we're zochet, that's tikkun hadibur. Paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas sholosh matzois v'arbo koisois. Rav Nosson Zal is taking the chapter in Likutei Moran, the Torah that we're dealing with, Torah Beis, in the second half of Likutei Moran, and he's taking each item that Rabbeinu Zal brings there and drawing the exact parallel within the night of Pesach, the Seder that we have on Pesach. So one of the main things that Rabbeinu Zal we spoke about there were that there's a concept of three channels of Emes, Shloisho Kavei Emes, that have to shine into the four different quadrants of Dibur, four different types of Dibur. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how this takes place at the Seder. Ze b'chinas shloish kavei emes, b'chinas shloish matzois, Kohen Levi Yisrael. The three channels of Emet that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal says those are the three matzois, which correspond to Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. B'chinas Kel, Elohim, Hashem. Shehem Meirim Barbo Chelkei Dibur, which shine into the four sections of speech. Shehem Bechinas Arbo Koisois, that's the four cups of wine that we're going to drink that night. Shehem Meramzim Al Ikar HaGula, which are, with the four cups, are a remez to the true Gula. Kihem Keneged Arbo L'Shoina Shogula, because the Yerushalmi tells us that one of the reasons why we drink the four cups of wine is corresponding to the four expressions that Hashem used to refer to taking us out of Golos. V'hoitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. Ki ikar ha-ge'ula hu sheyotzo hadibur me'agolos. Because the main concept of Geulas Mitzrayim is the fact that the speech went out of Golos. When a person's in a state of exile, when a person's down, when they're in prison, they can't speak. We know that the definition of a human being is called medaber. The most important characteristic of a human being is the fact that a human being is zochet to dibur. And again, a person would say, what do you mean? Animals and birds also speak. We're talking about dibur with chochma bino and das. We're talking about a much higher level of intelligence that's reflected in the dibur. Like the pasuk says, mipiv das usvuna. From the mouth of a human being, that's a reflection of his das, his intelligence, his sechel. So a human being is called medaber. When a human being is functioning properly, when he's free, is when his koyach hadibur is doing its thing, b'shleimus. When a human being is in golus, golus means that the dibur is imprisoned. And when a yid is zeche to go out of golus, it means the dibur has been taken out of golus. That's why the holiday where we celebrate going out of golus is Pesach. The Arizal says Pesach is Pesach, the mouth speaks. The dibur was taken out of golus. And that's how Rav Nosson Zal shows us here. This is the concept of the three matzos and the four cups of wine. The four cups of wine correspond to the four expressions of geula that are used in the Torah. It reflects the four chelke adibur. And the three matzos represent the three lights of emes, the three channels of emes shining into it. Because we said that the three matzos are Kohen Levi Yisrael, and Rabbeinu Zal said there that the three channels of Emes are Kel, Elohim, Hashem, We know that kale corresponds to koyin. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, chesed, kale, kol hayoim. Hashem's name's kale is chesed, which is koyin. Elohim is midas hadin, that's the levim, v'kidashto es halevim. And yud kei vav kei, that's the name that represents the Yisroel. K'moy shekosuv, so Rav Nosson Zal says here that the four cups of wine represent the four quadrants of dibur. Shehein b'chinas harbo koisu shel yain, which correspond to the four cups of wine. K'moy shekosuv, v'chikech keyein hatoiv, doivev sifse yishenim. Your upper palate, your cheik, is like wonderful wine. And the lips move, your lips move with good things. So we see here that wine is associated with dibur, with speech. Ki hamatzoi sein b'chinas halochas kanal, b'chinas chazdei dovaranal. Because the three matzos, which we said before, represent the three channels of emes, they represent the halachot that we spoke about earlier also, the limud of halacha, where the Torah is being made most clear. V'alkein al yodon meir ho'emes b'shloisha kavin. And therefore, it's through the halachos that the emes shines forth with all its three channels. Shein b'chinas sholosh matzos k'neged shloisha kavi emes. That's the three matzos corresponding to those three channels of emes. Shemeir al yedei matzos, shein b'chinas halachos chazdei dovid, which shines through our eating the matzos, which represent these halachos. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the connection.